Hi, and welcome to the Sabian podcast. This evening, I'm going to be going over today's full moon. Today is February 16th, 2022, and today's full moon is in Leo, and it is square the nodes, and it's like a full moon at the crossroads, and it's a fixed full moon in Leo, so it's pretty fiery and feisty. I noticed today there have been some, it seems like people are kind of irritable. I know this morning, somebody on the Sabian group, that had never commented before, they said something to me like, or they were giving some kind of instruction, about rounding up. And it's something that I do talk about several times and I mentioned in the podcast. And so I said, you know, oh, that'll be helpful for beginners. I did do that. And she said, well, then explain it. Explain it in here so people will know to do that. And, you know, I thought it was, I just told her not to be rude. And then I moderated the comment. And then I'm in another group that I'm the moderator of, and the admin had blocked somebody from the group that she is the admin of, because that person had also been rude and not really mentioning anything that hadn't been said before or anything that was really contributing to the conversation. But I do find that with the moon in Leo, it's using your voice in a way that could potentially be fairly out there. It may or may not hit people in a way that makes sense. I think of lions roaring. And so sometimes it's a little bit of overshooting. But I thought that was interesting that happened today. Otherwise, I found the day to be really pleasant and really sociable. And a really, really fun, lighthearted full moon day, but yet still very, very powerful. But I thought that was interesting that the admin and I, as the admin of the Sabian group, had similar experiences today of people that were sort of, you know, they weren't really saying anything that really contributed to the conversation, and that we ended up moderating them or kicking them out of the group. And thinking about that as the square to the nodes, like it kind of makes you rethink the direction you're going into. Sometimes that is has to do with the people that you're around, and I know over the last couple of days there was another group that I'm in that the person facilitating that group kind of I say opened a can of whoop ass, but just said, look, this is how it's going to be. And we really didn't understand the context. But it was her kind of roaring and sharing with us, what was going to work for her. And neither one of us know the context. So I just thought that was interesting that there was somebody else kind of, setting us straight. I also had another experience too, where somebody was private messengering me and private messaging me, and I didn't know what they wanted. And I watched the video that they sent, and I commented on it, and they're like, and they said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I'm like, well, in the future, when you send a video, like maybe preface it with what you have a question about or what you'd like me to comment on. And it got really, really strange. But it feels to me like this very fixed sign, sun in a fire sign, or moon in a fire sign, sun in an air sign, very communicative. And then the north node in fixed earth, and the south node in fixed water. Just almost like I always think of these grand squares as like a crossbow, that they're very energizing and they're kind of high conflict. And especially with the fixed quality, because there's a lot of stubbornness and bullheaded, like in the case of Taurus. There's a lot of intensity with the case of Scorpio. There's a lot of drama with the case of Leo, and a lot of ideas and projection with Aquarius. So just thinking about that. And then the moon is in, I actually am picking out two signs, two symbols, because the moon is at 2759. So it's like almost in 28. So I picked two symbols because it could be one next to the other, and we'll see how it plays out. But the full moon is either in many little birds chirping on the limb of a large tree, or it's in 29 Leo, a mermaid has climbed to the rocky shore of a bleak coast. She awaits the prince who will bring her immortality. And then it's opposing either Sun and Aquarius 28, a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter, or Sun 29 Aquarius, a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. And so, interestingly for me, I felt like it was representative of the little birds chirping on the limb of a large tree. Today I went to a networking group and I had so much fun. And then I was in a office hours group for a fertility acupuncture study group that I'm in. And then I had an energy healing session, and I might be even joining a meditation group tonight. So I found that it was very, very sociable and very fun and very lighthearted. But the mermaid degree, this mermaid has climbed to the rocky shore of a bleak coast. She awaits the prince who will bring her immortality. I'm curious about that one, because I just did Marilyn Monroe's Sabian symbols and posted it on the group. And she has, let me see here. She's got something that is, gosh, where is that? Oh, I wonder if she doesn't. But I did her chart, and she's like that particular symbol will point to people who died in their prime and kind of iconic figures, and Marilyn Monroe would be a person like this. This is actually Princess Diana's sun sign, so her sun symbol. And just thinking about that, but this is so weird. I don't see that particular. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. So anyway, that is. Oh, here we go. Her Lilith is at 30 Leo. An unsealed letter has vital and confidential information. So the karmic degree of her Lilith is that mermaid who is seeking immortality. So I think that's very interesting. Because also with Lilith in that particular sign, she's this iconic figure that is very misunderstood. And there are a lot of rumors about her, and that's very, very, very Lilith. And so just thinking about that, and a lot of mystery about her death. And she's just such a fascinating figure. I think this next week I'm going to end up doing a podcast about her. Because I think that'll be an interesting thing to talk about and explore. So then the sun opposing the moon at 28 Aquarius, a tree felled and sawed to ensure a supply of wood for the winter. Potentially that could be about frugality and storing away for the winter. I know that when my progressed sun was in this degree all year. I really had to work hard to save money, and I had to be very, very frugal. It felt like I was constantly like that whole year. It felt like I had $5 in my bank account, and it was really, really austere that year. And then when it moved into a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis, which is that next sun degree that I have, it was a much easier year. So I'm curious about this. I mean, today in the group that I was in, the networking group, we talked a lot about how to be. I think we talked about frugality, or another friend today talked about frugality, and but I like that there are a couple symbols that potentially could be fitting for this moon, and so then that butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. Not exactly sure how that's properly pronounced, but I know that when I had that was actually my last year's sign, my progressed sun sign, and it was just like this wonderful year that was very flowing and fun. So even though it was the pandemic, my business did really, really well, and it felt like I was really unfolding. And I was able to leave another job. Like, I always worked in two clinics and finally was able to work. I believe that was the year that I really didn't have to work that second job, and I was able to leave it and start to really work 100% on my own. So anyway, but that is, it feels like it potentially could be a very, very beautiful full moon experience. And then the square, the North Node 28 Taurus, a woman in midlife, stands in rapt sudden realization of forgotten charms, an unexpected recovery of romance, opposing the South Node at 28 Scorpio, the King of the Fairies approaching his domain. It feels also like I feel like these speak of like leaving our cocoons and going out into the world. Kind of waking up. The pandemic is, some of this seems like a stretch, but I'm trying to think about this like a woman in midlife rediscovering romance would be about going out there and dating again. And the King of the Fairies approaching his domain. That is actually President Biden's sun symbol, and the North Node would, I think, be about going out there and really taking delight in ourselves and flirting with people and being more sociable. The South Node has sort of a Neptune quality to it, I think, and it's a lot of that's about, it could be about making up stories. That's actually one of the things that Linda Hill says in her book about this particular symbol. And I think it's interesting with President Biden being having this as his symbol. He does tend to make up some stories. He has the gift of gab. He has said things like he was arrested in South Africa and that he went to civil rights protests and civil rights marches. And some of the things he tells is actually true, but there's actually a lot of documentation of things that he says that have been made up. At this point, I find it kind of charming. But it's also, his son, totally his symbol. I just think it's so fitting for him. So anyway, so once again, this full moon squaring the nodes, it's very energizing. It's really about which direction do we want to take in our lives. It might be a full moon where we really change our mind about the direction we're going in, and we choose a different new direction. So that's something to consider. I would be really curious to hear what you think and what you decide if you do make any kind of reorientation with this full moon. And then Mercury is conjunct Pluto during this full moon too. Mercury at 2 Aquarius, an unexpected thunderstorm, is conjunct Pluto 28 Capricorn in a large aviary degree. Pluto at this degree would be about social media, I believe. It would, and there's been a lot of wanting to cancel people, fear around social media of censorship. There's been actual censorship. There's been the Joe Rogan thing, the Whoopi Goldberg thing. We had a thing at our work where it felt like we were all emailing back and forth, and people were misunderstanding each other. And it still seems to be happening. And that Mercury at 2 Aquarius, an unexpected thunderstorm, it's still conjunct Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. So they're in two different signs, but they're still very close by degree. And this Mercury moving into Aquarius would be about ideas, kind of coming out of the blue, bolts of lightning or thunderbolts, bolts of fabric falling on your head. But that would be about like new ideas. There was something today and yesterday about YouTube or social media wanting to cancel or censor astrologers and tarot readers. And that's fairly sensational right now. But the next degree of Pluto is going to be a woman reading tea leaves. And so that would be the quest degree. And Sabian symbols, the degree after the next degree is the quest degree. It's like where to move forward. The karmic degree is the one right before. So the quest degree is a woman reading tea leaves. So I'm curious to see what'll happen after March 9th when Pluto moves into that degree and symbol. The other thing, another aspect is Venus conjunct Mars at 17 Capricorn. And that symbol is a young woman bathing surreptitiously in the nude. That one can be about vulnerability, feeling safe. Interestingly, I did Marilyn Monroe's chart. Something else happened that was really funny. I was listening to a podcast with my phone in the bathroom, I was in the bathtub, and I pushed a button, and I had also been chatting with a couple of friends earlier that day, and somehow my phone video called them when I was in the tub, and fortunately, like I was like totally like just really struggling to get to the phone and make sure that no one saw me. And I put the phone face down. I kept letting the phone ring, and no one picked it up, fortunately. And I thought it was really funny that that happened when Venus and Mars was approaching this conjunction. And then my Instagram also accidentally video called somebody that I haven't talked to in a while. And she didn't pick up either, it had never done that before, so it was just funny. My phone was catching me at sort of vulnerable moments. In that time, in that particular situation, I was fully clothed, but it was funny that it happened, and I didn't really want it to happen. I think I might have been brushing my teeth at that point, so I think the moral of the story is not bring my phone into the bathroom. Venus Mars is also sextile Jupiter at 11 Pisces during this full moon, men traveling a narrow path seeking illumination. Jupiter in Pisces is all about expansion. Sometimes I think about it as contagion too, because Pisces can also be about the virus. But it also can be about this sense of peace and love. It can be about like boundarylessness. And thinking about this man traveling a narrow path seeking illumination, we are considering right now Supreme Court candidates. There's been some issues with voting rights and other things and other legislation. I also think that Jupiter in Pisces, it's like the law, and I think of our government, it feels particularly weak right now, just feels kind of Piscean. But Jupiter and Pisces can be really beautiful for music and art and meditation and seeking peace. So, although I'm feeling more of the fixed sign square energy, the Saturn-Uranus square that the new moon was conjunct last time, and this fixed full moon square is pretty like rawr. So, just thinking it's so funny that there have been these conflicts over the last few days, and then at the same time so like a lot of fun. So, Venus and Mars is also trine Uranus at 12 Taurus. And so Venus and Mars in Capricorn would also be about loving structure and boundaries. And interestingly enough, like the young woman bathing in the nude, she needs some privacy. But ironically, my phone didn't agree. I mean, I'm not so young, but anyway, that symbol It's just funny how sometimes these symbols really, really act themselves out in our lives. So Venus trine Mars, or Venus Mars trine Uranus at 12 Taurus is a young couple walking down Main Street, window shopping. That's another one that points to me the same thing, the same idea as the North Node degree of the woman in midlife. Walking down Main Street window shopping, the collective is kind of chomping at the bit. Interestingly, if you think of a mask as like almost like a muzzle, we're really, really looking forward to taking our masks off and getting out there in the world and seeing people's faces. Again, maybe the weather is going to get warmer. It was in the 50s today here in Chicago when it's been freezing for the past week. And so this is a great way to, I feel like we're venturing out one more time. And I think this is going to be it for a while. I could be wrong. I have been wrong in the past. But I think this will be a good time to really venture out and get to know some new people and see some old friends, see our family. But that young couple points to me about romance along with that North Node degree of the woman in midlife rediscovering romance. Venus in Mars is also sextile Neptune at 22 Pisces. A prophet bringing down the new law from the mountain. And I'm not quite sure about this one, except that it's all about not making somebody your Buddha. I really feel like this is a lot about self-reliance and not worshiping another person too hard. And again, with Neptune in 22 Pisces, with Jupiter at 11 Pisces, I feel like we don't really know who our leaders are right now, and that there's a little bit of a sense of disillusionment about who they are. And I saw a news story that the polling is pretty bad for both Trump and Biden, and there aren't really very other candidates that are like really, really promising. So I feel like we're in a place now where everything's kind of mushy. But still, with Neptune in Pisces and Jupiter in Pisces again, I think it's a really good time to practice spirituality and compassion and meditation, and just letting everything being kind of be a kind of a soft focus. And one of the things I talk about quite a bit is that the United States is having a progressed lunation cycle. Oops. I left my phone on, so I'm going to turn that off. There we go. So the progressed lunation cycle is like the time in when we have it going on in our own chart. Oftentimes things in our life are very, very quiet. We sometimes will not have we might lose friends, relationships may end. A lot of things in our life feel like they're coming to an end. And with the progressed lunation cycle in the United States chart, this is going on for about 3 years. I know somebody mentioned like that they thought this has been going on for a while, but I really feel like this is new. This is a newer aspect we've been having leading up to the Pluto return for quite a while. That's been going on for the last couple of years, but it was higher energy. Like there was a lot of fear and fire about making sure that our last president didn't get reelected. There was just a lot of energy, but now it feels so mushy and tired and quiet. And why aren't they doing anything? It feels like they're sitting on their hands. Like the time before this was pretty energetic, and there was fear and there was anger, and at least there was a lot of energy. But now this progressed lunation, along with the Pluto return, it feels kind of tired. And so that's just something to think about. I feel like there are going to be a lot of changes, but it's sort of like letting the ground lie fallow for the next couple of years. And then the United States will have a Uranus return, And then that'll be like the lights coming back on in the house after it was abandoned. So I'm just curious about to see how this does actually pan out. But that's where we are right now with the US chart. So just something I wanted to comment on. And so regarding this full moon reading, I would be curious to see how you experience this one. And I do offer readings one-on-one, and if you would like to work with me, you can contact me at lisamyerson@gmail.com, or you can find me at Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group, or you can find me at the Sabian Symbol Research Group on Facebook. And I hope you enjoyed this and that you had a great day today, and that the next 2 weeks where you're feeling this full moon energy is very joyful and fun. And if you do have any comments, feel free to reach me from at those particular addresses. So have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Be well.